At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can't? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichola.
Hola.
Hey, I got you on speakerphone because the phone's being stupid and the earpiece doesn't work.
So that sounds all right. Okay? Yeah, man. Yeah.
All right. So my secret talent is I can sing Closing Time in Korean.
Why is that?
Closing Time.
Closing Time. Who sang that song again? That was Semisonic?
I want to say that.
Is that right? Okay.
Why do you know how to sing Closing Time in Korean?
Is this because you close bars there?
No, I just know a lot of Koreans.
All right. Oh, well, typically that's one of two songs. The main song they play at the end of a night when it's last call.
Were you in the military or did you marry a Korean woman? Why do you know so much Korean?
Oh, it's a different kind of Korean. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
Wait, hang on.
What do you mean a different kind of Korean?
Yeah, it's a Korean dialect.
Wait a minute. Well, I'm not understanding this. So, like, if I went to Korea, there is a part of Korea that speaks like this. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, sure.
Or are we just making fun of Asians and you're going to sing Closing
Time? Yeah, exactly. In English.
Yeah, I see where he's going with that. Yeah.
Is that, were you getting the same feeling?
Yeah, exactly. Like, no, come on, man.
Really?
I mean, I told you.
Jesus. Hey, can I be racist on your show for no reason? That's my hidden talent, racism. Got any black people in there? I got jokes. What else we got?
My hidden
any
talent.
Any Jews in there? What do we got? I got racist stuff.
Jesus Christ.
Let's sprinkle in a gay one?
Yeah. Exactly. Why not?
Oh, yeah, why not? Yeah. Come on.
I warned you all.
Hey, tell me.
Look, and...
I got IROC jokes.
Mike, you did warn us.
I know you did.
His credit, he walked us right up to the line, but like I just looked at the thrill. I was like... Hey, what do you mean, a different type of Korea?
Have you been to Korea?
Right. Are you married to a Korean woman? No.
Did you visit bars in Korea?
Right. Like, we've all heard stereotypes of Asians singing or talking.
Jesus. Useful or not, let's take three. What can you do that most people can't? 206-803-ROCK. I can be racist.
Hey,
I'm available for kids' parties, bar mitzvahs, weddings. You need a racist, I'll come.
I'm your guy.
And I'll make it. A pin drop, if you need, just to make a speech, I'll make sure that no one is saying a word.
Do you need somebody to make it awkward? I mean, like, painfully awkward. Give us a call. We'll come on down.
Right.
Hello, Spaz. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Hola. Oh, man. Come on, Spaz.
I can put my hands together and play, like, a flute with different tones.
By pressing your hands together?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you... You're not currently driving? Oh, wow.
Those are your hands?
Yeah, those are my hands.
Are you blowing into them, or are you just...
You put a blade of grass between your thumbs, and you can, like, whistle?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like that, but you cut your hands all the way around, and you make, like, a pocket, and then you can play a flute.
All right, can you play any songs? Yeah. Like, even Mary Had a Little Lamb, something like that.
I haven't tried. I haven't practiced.
Can you play Master of Puppets?
No.
That's right. Do it one more time, man.
Hang on.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Useless guy.
All right.
Like it,
see,
man.
There
I'm
we
back.
Go.
That, yeah. Thank you.
Nice. That's what we're looking for.
Now we have a talent.
Don't call it a go.
Put the racist guy back on. Come on. Let's go. Hey, we can get a whole weekend off, you know?
Well, him and the other guy, like, I can go to any bar tonight and find a racist and a drunk.
That's my talent. He's probably the guy who's drinking that bourbon.
Right? I make bourbon disappear. I make racist jokes. Same guy.
Secret talent.
Same guy.
You know, guys like us.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Do not pull me aside tomorrow and be like, do you want to hear it? No.
No.
I don't want to hear it.
Guys like useful that. Or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803.
Well, you know. Hello, Aaron. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, team, how's it going?
Oh, yeah.
It's a struggle.
Yeah, man. It's kind of a positive Friday, sort of, Aaron.
It's positive.
Yes, it is.
Hey, you guys shouted out my boys, Chad and Johnny, at Sean O'Donnell's before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chad was a groomsman in my wedding, so I just want to shout him out while I'm on.
Cool. Nice. Tell Miles said he sucks at golf. How about that?
Yeah, I'll tell him.
Cool. So what's your hidden talent?
So I can split apples in half with just my hands.
All right.
And it's always huge, you know, because I it's just a normal thing that I do now, but people love seeing it.
Yeah.
They're kind of just like, I've never seen that happen before. Honorable mention, I can one hand crush a walnut.
Really?
Huh. Are you like just that strong or is it technique?
I'm kind of a unit. I'm 6'6", 320.
All right. Okay. You're definitely
absolute
a unit.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah.
Can you crush anything between your thighs?
My thighs? I don't know, man. I'd have to try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
I got some content to make with that. Thanks.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, like a cantaloupe,
a watermelon. Right,
yeah. Have you ever tried? You ever tried ripping a phone book in half?
I have. Yeah, that one's actually kind of easy.
Oh, you know? Sure. We don't know what you mean. Do we know what you mean? That it's easy to rip a phone book in half? No.
I think I know where he's going with it, though. Somebody actually showed you the trick to do it.
What's that?
Well,
be 6'6", 3" something.
You basically kind of you crimp the middle just a little bit.
Yeah, you can find it on YouTube. You kind of separate the pages a little bit with your hands, so you're kind of ripping them one at a time, you know?
All right.
I got what you're
saying. Have you ever lost at arm wrestling, Aaron?
I have not, no.
I would think so. Big-ass hands and being that big, and, you know, your forearm's going to be longer and bigger than most people's. Okay. All right.
How are we not doing a man's room
you,
talent
I
show?
I owe you a beer at Sean O'Donnell's.
Yeah, wait for it.
Useful or not, what can you do the most people can? 206-803-ROCK.
Talent show and karaoke.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You said that when he said people like watching me rip an apple in half.
Yeah.
You were like,
But you would know immediately if the apple is ripe or not. I mean, you could just look at it and go, oh, this is a good apple. And if it goes pop, if it's crispy.
Well, I'm not worried about that. I just want to see this monster of a man ripping stuff in half.
I want to take both of your stories and have this guy go to the grocery store and start ripping apples in half. Like, nope, not ripe.
I'm done biting into apples, man, because sometimes they're all mushy and crappy.
Yeah.
So I always cut my apples now just to see if it's going to be. Yes, because I hate biting them going like, ah, God.
Do you check them before you buy them?
Well, I mean, I think I'm doing a pretty good job, and maybe I'm not the best apple picker.
Don't ask him that. The man steals grapes from grocery stores and says, it's understood. But I was going to go in there and rip apples in half.
But if I taste one of those grapes, they taste like ass. I'm not buying them. But if they're good, I will.
Why don't you take a bite out of the apple, Miles?
Because that's what I'm saying. You can't really do that. If I could, I would.
If they
were handing out slices and cutting them in the store.
Well, if you ask the guy Costco, at QFC, he will.
Like the Costco produce guy, you know what I mean? Like if they have one of those guys, just hand out apple slices.
They
like,
do it down at the market.
Pipe place,
They're always handing out slices.
Come on, Miles.
All right, get with the program, right?
I will say this. I was manhandling watermelons last night. They had like miniature ones.
What do you mean you're manhandling them?
Just kept knocking them and stuff, putting them to my ear and everything. Did buy one. Just kept checking them.
I actually.
Why did you buy one?
Wasn't gonna eat a whole mini watermelon.
You just went over there and knocked on watermelon.
Why are you checking them?
Tis the season. I don't know. I just was like, ooh. And then after 5 minutes in my head, I go, what am I doing?
I actually learned the trick on how to find a ripe watermelon.
All right,
Find a good one. You don't press it, Miles. You look for the tight button.
Yes, you do.
Oh.
And you find out if it pushes in, don't buy it.
So
on a
watermelon, you have a stem side, and then you have the bungus.
Yeah,
the button.
And you check the button, and if it's a good, tight little button,
also, man,
juicy watermelon.
So I don't need to push the watermelon's button if it's tight.
You also need to smell that. You need to smell your thumb after you press the button, because if it smells like the fruit, then you know that it's about to be ripe.
Damn it.
I'm dead serious. Look it up on YouTube.
Are you being serious?
Yes. You push in the button and you smell your
thumb. Because when you say it.
Or you can finger.
Is this the Onions YouTube channel?
You can use your index finger. I mean, if you want, but I use my thumb.
Stroke it a little bit.
You smell it.
A little bit to the right, a little bit to the left.
It's disgusting. It's not a good visual, but I mean, you go.
You toss it a little bit, maybe. Yeah, where are you going?
I'd have to check for an avocado just with your thumb.
Yeah, then you smell it.
No, you don't. Why are you smelling
it? Why are you smelling your thumb?
Because you want to smell it, see if it smells like avocado. And if it does,
what else is it going to smell like?
I don't know.
It is an avocado.
Maybe somebody picked it up earlier.
Are you that suspicious? Hey, let me smell that steak before you say it.
All right, man,
No, you just, if your thumb presses in too far, it's over, right?
Yeah.
It should have a little indentation, right. Then you sit it out for a day.
People might think you're crazy.
Miles, you're going to get arrested in a store.
Yeah.
Useful or not, what can you do that most people can't? I'm popping grapes.
Sir, why are you molesting the fruit?
God, making people uncomfortable.
Montgomery's in produce. Montgomery's in produce.
Get someone over
206-803 Rock.
Predator in the water.
He's back.
Predator in the water.
He's back.